Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
It feels like almost everyone we talk to for these second dates seems to meet online.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
lately, you know.
Probably the most common way to meet someone.
Yeah, yeah. Like on Tinder or on Bumble or Grumple.
Grumple.
What's that?
It's for older folks who want to hook up and grump to each other about how dates aren't as good as they used to be. Well, the guy on the phone for a second date update today also met a girl online, but not on the typical dating website.
Okay.
Ooh. His name's Matt. Hey, Matt, did you go on Grumple to find this girl?
I haven't heard of Grumple yet, but I guess I'll have to check that one out later on.
You sound too nice. Yeah. Exactly, Matt. You sound too pleasant.
Yeah. Which website did you meet this girl on?
I actually met a girl on Reddit, of all places.
Really?
Oh, that is random.
How'd that happen?
I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so obviously I wanted to check out some Star Wars memes.
Okay.
And I saw one that was just absolute fire. It was just so funny. And I had a comment on it. And like not even like a minute later, the person who posted it, they commented back on mine, and it turns out it was a girl. So, you know, we got chatting. And
were you just chatting in the comment section of this Star Wars meme?
Yeah, like it turns out I didn't even have to go to like a galaxy far, far away.
Clever.
We're from the same town, so we exchanged numbers.
That's wild. What are the chances you guys are from the same place?
Yeah, that's the craziest part.
You don't meet a lot of people on Reddit that way.
Right, yeah. And everything's so anonymous. It's not like people are using their real names or anything on there.
So what is this girl's name, by the way?
Her name's Christina.
Okay.
Christina, okay.
Maybe even the craziest part of the story is we sent each other some pictures. Turns out she's a smoke show. I'm not even lying. Like,
really?
Wow.
This sounds too good to be true. You have to be getting trolled. Like, a girl that loves Star Wars is on Reddit and is super hot.
She's got a Laura Croft body. Like,
dang!
No joke.
A Laura Croft body.
Wow.
Dude, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely sounds like a catfish situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, did you feel like you were getting catfished?
No, I felt like maybe it was like Catwoman, but not catfish.
Oh my God, you're such a nerd. I love it. I really like it.
These stories happen all the time.
You know, right.
The nerd meets the gorgeous woman on Reddit.
Yeah.
So you went out with her?
Yeah. So we're messaging each other. Turns out we're both huge Batman fans. And so I saw that there was one of the old school Batmans playing in the theater over here. So I asked her if she wanted to go. And I thought, like, be kind of cute if we went, you know, in costume or something. So I asked if she wanted to cosplay to the movie, and we did. And I was Robin, and she was Poison Ivy, and I was a little...
Dang.
Oh,
dang.
Wow.
Good.
Good, bold choice on her part. Questionable choice on your part.
Did she look as good as she did in that original photo that she sent you?
That old picture didn't even do her justice.
What?
She was so much hotter in real life. Like, yeah.
Really?
It was all real and legit. Like, you have found a unicorn.
Yeah.
I was feeling hella self-conscious around her.
Oh, I bet. Well, because she's so pretty and she's, like, perfect.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, like, what was she like? What was her personality?
She was cool. She was funny. I mean, like, I couldn't even talk like I am now. Like, I would just lose what I was saying.
Oh, buddy.
You just kind of mumbled and drooled all over yourself as you guys walked around the theater?
I don't know if I drooled that much, but maybe a couple of stutters here or there.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you tell her how you were feeling?
I was a little bit nervous, so I went to the bathroom. And then I come out, and there's, like, a line in the theater. But if the line wasn't for the movie, the line was for people wanting to take photos with Christina.
She looks so good.
She looks that good?
She's gorgeous in her movie-quality Poison Ivy picture. And here I am, like, I look like Party City's Robin.
Such a good description.
I know exactly.
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, she chose to be there with you. She still went into that movie with you. I mean, I feel like that should give you confidence, not take it away.
She may feel the same about you, bro. Oh, he's so handsome. I couldn't believe it. Why are you laughing, Jeff?
No, I'm sure that's what she thought.
Well, right before we walked into the movie, there's like this jacked Batman. This dude was just yoked.
Oh, yeah. Great.
He got a photo, and then she kissed his cheek.
For the photo?
It's just a kiss on a cheek,
just
a
photo op.
Did she kiss you at all later?
No, not maybe next date, but I didn't get a kiss.
Oh, not even on the cheek? Well, maybe she didn't want to give you poison ivy.
Man, I mean, here's the thing. Confidence is so sexy, and it feels like all of yours is just gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I did get one person to take a picture with me, but...
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
She was like 70 and said it was because I looked like her nephew.
It was a grandma. She didn't even know you were on my bed.
I'm sorry, Matt. That's funny.
You made an old woman's night, though, at least.
Yeah, there you go.
So, have you been able to, have you texted with her at all after your date?
I tried shooting out the bat signal, but I guess it's cloudy out there and she's not getting my signal.
Okay, yeah. were there this many like Batman references made during the date?
Not too many. I mean, I threw a joke here, a riddle there, but I didn't think that was too many.
And it's appropriate. You're in a Batman movie. You're dressed as characters. Like, what do you think went wrong?
I guess I got a little bit moody or shy after I saw her give that guy a kiss, but I try to have fun, but you know.
Throws you off.
It's hard for Robin, always playing second fiddle to Batman.
That's true. Well, we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Christina for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update, all right?
All right, thank you.
Okay, hold on. Matt Man. He went to the movies dressed like Robin. His date, Poison Ivy, was a saucepan. Ended up kissing a Batman. It made Matt wanna go and slap him with the backhand. Matt Man.
If
you're just tuning in for the second date update.
Why isn't this a musical?
It should be.
Did you just come up with that? That's great.
Matt met a girl on Reddit named Christina. They ended up dressing up as Batman characters to go see a Batman movie.
Oh, I could never call him Matt again.
Matt Man. It was awkward because she ended up kissing up a dude dressed like Batman while they were doing a photo op together. And after that, Matt was a little bit moody, a little jealous of him. And after the date, he has not been able to get a hold of Christina.
Oof.
So Matt Man going through a little bit of a rough patch here.
Yeah.
I know, but that song, did that give you life, Matt Man?
A little bit. I mean, Christina's the hottest, geekiest girl I've ever met in my life.
Oh, buddy.
I'm afraid of losing her. I need your guys' help to get her.
See, you're going about this all wrong, okay? You need to say that she's lucky to be with you, all right?
Yeah, and you're the superhero,
and
you're going to go
and
get her.
Of course you deserve to have a beautiful, geeky woman as your partner in life.
Sure.
Do you really think that?
I do. Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Yeah, that's how you can tell when her voice gets really high like that. Yeah. Of course!
Hey,
you deserve to find love!
No.
I don't even know why there's a problem.
I believe that, Matt, all right? You need to have some confidence going into this. I think that's why she's not calling you back, is you don't have any, man.
It's time for him to go to sidekick to hero, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy. That's the attitude I wanted.
Matt Man returns.
Yeah.
With gusto.
All right. So we're going to call Christina here. Any last words? That's right. All right. Spoken like a true hero.
Just in the dark.
All right. I'm going to dial the phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Christina, please?
This is she.
Hi, Christina. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk with us?
You said you're from a radio show?
I am calling from a radio show, and the reason why we reached out to you is because we do something on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone, and if afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us, and we'll call that person to try and figure out the reason why.
So you're calling me about somebody else?
Yes.
Okay, so who are you talking about exactly?
We had a guy that emailed us about you, and his name was Matt.
Oh, okay. Matt called you. Did he say anything about me?
Yeah.
He said a lot of nice stuff about you.
It sounds like you are amazing.
I mean, I am great, but...
See, that's good. That's
so awkward. I'm sorry. I was not expecting this, though.
Oh, that's yeah, okay.
No, I don't know what he shared with you. Like, I haven't spoken to him for a while now, so.
We heard that.
He said that you guys met on Reddit and you guys bonded over both being into comics.
We definitely did. I just realized, like, he wasn't the best fit for me. So, I mean, we've just stopped talking now.
Is it because Aww. When you guys went out to the movies, he dressed up as Robin when you were dressed as Poison Ivy? Is that what you mean when you don't fit?
Oh, okay. So he told you about our date?
Yeah, and we even heard that people were, like, lining up to take pictures with you, that you looked so amazing.
That's awesome.
He did mention that there was kind of an awkward moment where this really hunky Batman guy, and you gave him a kiss.
On the cheek. He said on the cheek.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I do that with other people, so that's not, like, strange for me.
Okay,
here's my guess. Because Matt talked to us for a while, and he just doesn't sound very confident. Like, is that what killed it for you?
Good job, Brooke.
What? I'm just being serious. Yeah,
way to throw the guy under the bus.
I'm not throwing him under the bus. Yeah.
I mean, we talked to him for a while, and he sounds like a total loser.
That
is that what the problem was?
What? He just felt like you were so amazing that he couldn't believe that you were going out with him because you were out of his league.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem, though. Like, I know a lot of guys. They're a bit shy, and they're... I may sound a little bit shallow for saying this, but when I first saw him that day and I saw what he was wearing, I, like, right away, it was the biggest turnoff ever because he was wearing a Robin costume.
Yeah, he told us that.
It looked like he squeezed into a 12-year-old's costume.
Oh, no.
He looked terrible, and his belly was hanging out. And I was in this... I worked so hard on my costume, it honestly felt like an insult that he thought he looked okay.
So he was just really unattractive in the outfit.
And, like, that's not the biggest deal for me, but the fact that he didn't realize it, and then he started doing other things, like, he started battling with some of the other people there and was, like, screaming out all these things, like, kapow, and, like, he was really getting into it.
That sounds awesome, though.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, is it, though, you're in, like, a tiny little Robin outfit, and you're yelling out sound effects and doing pretend battles in the lobby? Like, that, to me...
Yeah.
I thought that's kind of the point of going to these things, where you all dress up and you try to be in character.
Yeah, but it was just not a turn-on for me.
Yeah.
And he had this big hairy belly sticking out. He just looked like a penguin. It looked terrible.
He looked like a penguin.
The penguin from Batman?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Darn it.
He literally kept making it worse for me.
What else?
He went to go get snacks. And he got this whole, like, array of snacks, including this big bucket of popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And he just looked ridiculous walking around with this huge bucket of popcorn and this Robin costume.
You got to put more time into those costumes, though.
It's true.
Especially if you're out there to impress someone.
And I don't want to blindside you here, but I do have to tell you that the boy Wonder is on the other line. And he's been listening to this entire conversation and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Holy moly, Christina. That's not cool.
It's like a comic book.
Oh, wow.
Matt, I did not know you were on the phone. I'm so sorry you had to hear that.
You're making me sound like I look like Shrek or something.
Might have been a better outfit for you, bro.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you did. You look pretty bad. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I was like, I put so much effort into my look, and you totally ruined it by being by my side. So I felt really uncomfortable, and I don't want to, like, look at you again and then remind myself of that experience, you know?
She keeps burning out of her brain.
Traumatic.
What do I need? Do I need to get, like, a Batman costume to get your attention? My uncle has an ab belt. I can wear one of those if that makes you happy.
Are you talking about a utility belt?
Yeah, like a tactical.
No, I mean one of those ab belts to work out in for people, you know, that don't look so good to get in shape.
Oh, sweetie. Abdominal.
The ones
belts.
That like send electrical pulses to make your abs convulse.
Yeah, I can get one of those.
Oh my gosh, Matt. From the sounds of it, it doesn't sound so much like you're that unattractive. It's just that you chose a really bad outfit. I mean, you yourself called yourself the Party City Robin.
Well, I didn't want her to think I was taking it too seriously. I'm like, hey, Party City, it's not movie quality. I just, you know.
Well, come on, Matt. Like, this is your chance to win her over right now. Maybe you can say something kind of masculine and sexual to try and get her on the right side.
Christina.
No!
What? Okay, no.
Was that a Batman voice?
You want to go out with me? or I'll see you at Arkham Asylum, because you'd be crazy to miss this opportunity.
I loved that one, Arkham Asylum.
That was cute. Christina?
Matt, I wanted to tell you that I've actually been seeing the Batman guy that I ended up kissing. So
wow. The hunky Batman you kissed on the cheek?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he gave me his number.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess that means we're done.
Yeah. You tell her, Matt.
Way to fight for her, bro. Dude.
I mean, how serious is it, Christina? Are you guys exclusive yet?
It's gotten there, so I think I'm just going to keep going with him. And I'm sorry, Matt. It was fun for a little bit, but not anymore. So
I'm going to downvote all your memes from now on.
On Reddit?
Get her, Matt. Get her.
That'll show her.
All right, Matt. Well.
Oh, my God.
I'm Dude. Sorry. Foiled again.
Yeah, right?
No second date for you today.
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, Batman's turned on Robin before, and we know that doesn't turn out well, so.
What type of turning on are you talking about?
Yeah.
Look up the comics, man. DC Comics, 1978, Chuck O'Neill, come on.
Okay.
No idea.
Episode 69, Batman gets turned on by Robin. Go check it out.
No, that was his 83.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
My apologies.
Moving 92.5.